Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and What do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Marcus Stapleton of Halo Apparel, trytradeup.com on Kicks and Chit Show.
What's good, everybody? We are back. It is your boy Gerard and your girl Gabby, episode 100 of the Kicks and Chit Show.
Uncut job.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
Gerard's going to play all the sound effects from the past 100 episodes, you guys, because
I mean, yeah.
Cypher, don't all get gassed!
You're listening out. You're like, wait, is there another one coming?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to talk over our man Sypha, you know? Like, these are all important milestones in us getting to episode 100, Jay. Like, I'm super excited about this. This is like a big deal.
Huge. Monumentous, even, some might say.
So, Gerard, I'm going to flip it up because it's episode
100. Wait, ready? You're actually going to ask how I'm doing? Wow.
Yeah, how are you doing, Jay? Let's remix today.
I'm good. It's a little warm here, which is great, by the way. I know you're in LA on the West Coast, where it is always warm. In New York City, it is now warm. We are now in the summer months, even though technically it's not summer until the end of June, but basically here now. We're feeling it, feeling good. Winter coats are definitely away. Everybody got their shorts on, their sleeveless tees, you know, sun's out, guns out, all that foolishness, you know, but it's all good because this is, you know, when it's warm out, everybody, well, I was gonna say everybody's in a good mood. I was gonna say when it gets too hot out, people get in nasty mood. So, but it's the beginning. So we're at the part where everybody's happy for now.
I was going to say, for those who don't live in New York that listen to us, that is like the most New York thing that you could ever say, right? Like there's like those 2 to 3 weeks where like everything is beautiful. You start seeing some arms, some legs. It's like bike short season, which you know is my favorite season.
I mean, that's every season for you.
There's something different about that New York heat and humidity that like you could be in LA or in Vegas or anywhere in the West Coast and it's like 100 degrees and it's hot, but it is not the same hot as like a balmy 87 in New York, where you feel like you're in a swamp, you're on the subway, it's like air conditioned on the train, you have that massive fan that's on like half the PATH station platforms, the other half, and everyone crowds around that when it gets really hot. Everyone's sweaty, sticky, close proximity. I mean, New York in the summer, it's like a
special place.
100%.
It's a special place. I will say this. I am fine. I am not one to complain about this because it you know, because I say to everybody, yeah, in the middle of January and February, when it's brick out here, people are mad and you want warm weather, right? So I'm like, no, when it's here, let's enjoy it. So I'm doing that. You know, as far as riding the subway, you know, I'm really trying not to do that in general. I'm just given what's happening out there. So, you know, if it's somewhere where I can walk, I'll walk. I'd rather do that, right? Like, heck, I'll even take a cab, you know? So, but yeah.
Okay.
Well, listen. I'm trying to limit the amount of time pressed up into cramped indoor quarters with, you know, lots of people.
I mean, I think that's very fair, especially like coming out of SneakerCon LA last weekend, right? 15,000 people, Gerard. We're in this weird phase. And I know we talk about this a lot and, you know, I'm always on the go. You know, I have a lot of work trips that are on both coasts. I think like, just for the record, I get asked a lot about like this bi-coastal living and I live in New York, y'all. I know I'm in California a lot, but like blessed that I have a job that sends me back and forth to a lot of really cool places. And then, yeah, I mean, otherwise it's like a little kind of couch surfing vibe. I say with Larry whenever I'm out here. So, you know.
Shout out to Larry. I know you can hear me right now.
Shout out to Larry. And then shout out to my friends. Like, I'm staying in a hotel this weekend. Was in a hotel up in Anaheim last weekend for SneakerCon. So it's just kind of like you make it work in the ways that work for you. I think like being bisexual, like everyone has a different vibe of what that means and different definitions. So I just want to kind of set the record straight. Like, I am a New Yorker through and through. I have not moved to California. But I am enjoying West Coast vibes. So.
But she's about to move to California. I mean, let's be honest.
That's like fake news, Gerard. That is not true. I'm in the lease for a year. I got signed for 14 months. So I am not moving to LA anytime soon.
She didn't outright deny it, folks. She wasn't denying it.
I just denied it. I said, I am in a lease in New York for 14 months, y'all. So
but after those 14 months, who knows? And hell, even before those 14 months are up.
Alaska in 14 months, Rod. Who knows?
You ain't moving to Alaska. Stop it. You ain't moving.
I don't even know what I'm doing in 4 months from now. So let's everybody relax. Okay, we're getting real heated up in these streets.
West Coast, Gabby, palm trees and everything.
I mean, who doesn't like a palm tree? I would rather you call me Turks and Caicos, Gabby, then if that's the case. Because, like, you know, I love those beaches too. So wherever these beats are, in whatever those streets are, it's a weird place right now. You know, masks are optional on planes.
Which, shit.
15,000 people, Jay. I cannot tell you how crazy SneakerCon LA was. Like,
I bet. Like, I mean, for me,
surgeon pulling up, leg tats happening at the Urban Necessity.
Oh, nice.
It was a wild time.
And I'm sure you saw a lot of our friends out there. We saw Tamara Dia was in the house. I think Jazzy was there.
Jazz is not there.
Our friend, of course, the legendary Cousteau was in the house. I know I saw lots of footage with him. Who else? Who else of our peeps were up in the?
AJ was there as
okay,
well.
Okay, AJ. Okay.
It was a full vibe. I will say, like, Diana Morellis was there.
Oh, nice. Well, she lives out there, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think the vibe was great, and like for people, I know, I'm glad you mentioned Tamara because it was nice to meet her. And like even some of our guests, some of our friends that during this pandemic, I know we're still kind of languishing, like COVID is rampant in the streets right
still
now.
Here. Yeah.
Yet things are open. Everything is confusing and conflicting. Like me moving to Alaska, you know,
super you to Alaska.
but I just, it's great to finally like meet people IRL and there's nothing like a real life hug. Let me tell you.
No doubt.
I think to me, that was the most beautiful part about SneakerCon, seeing people who are true to the space, like seeing the eBay fam. Gentry Humphrey was like super dope to listen to.
Yep.
And I'm excited to see, like, I hear SneakerCon Vegas in a couple weeks is going to be a movie. So we'll see if KNS will be representing there as well. But yeah, I mean, like I said, I get a little emo around this being our 100th episode, Jay. So like, we've come so far, we've evolved so much, and yet you and I are still you and I at the end.
It's such a wonderful experience. Let me tell you, folks, every week it is nothing but joy. No, like we're happy that we have all of our faithful listeners out there. Shout out to the Count the Dinks family for bringing us to a whole new audience. And we're happy. We're continuing to grow. We're going to try to do more things in person. Again, as you know, it's still a little frightful out there to be out here in these indoor streets. Now, if we have outdoor events, it's something different, right? Then I'm like, all right, we're outside, like a little more free. But inside, enclosed spaces, still not quite 100% there. But, you know, be that as it may, we'll do some cool things. You know, Gabby, we're excited because our guest today is someone who people may not know who he is, but they might seen his stuff. Haloed Apparel. Obviously, I'm wearing the Haloed Apparel hat. You had a Haloed Apparel hat in our photo shoot. You might see a lot of our photos that are out in our social media wearing the brand. And, you know, we love to talk to people who are out there and who are, you know, independent small business owners who are doing their own thing, creating their own merch, making their own lane. And this is someone who's definitely doing that. He's got a new platform as well. Of course, we'll talk about sneakers. So everyone, stay tuned. What's up, everybody? We are back. Gabby, we are not alone. We are joined by Mr. Marcus Stapleton Jr., the head of Haloed Apparel. How are you, sir?
I can't complain. How are you guys doing today, man?
Oh, Trying to suss out like how long I'm like.
Because Gabby's like, damn, wait, how long is he going to run it for? I don't know. Now, listen, you got it. It's not even me. It's the people. The people are cheering and they're happy that our guy is here. So, man, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate having you. Of course, I'm rocking my Halo apparel hat. Were so kind enough to, share some merch with us. And we use it, of course, in our photo shoots and our socials. So let's start there, man. Where did the idea come from to start Halo apparel?
So ultimately, this has been an idea that I've had for years. I've kind of wanted to jump in, and I've had a bunch of ideas when it comes to hats. Even though we are Halo apparel, hats have been something that I've been into since back in elementary school. So ultimately, I wanted to figure out a lane that I could jump into it and just kind of get my creativity out there. And I had a daughter 12 years ago, and ultimately, just kind of being a father, being growing my relationship with her, I kind of wanted to jump into the hat and just kind of have a focal point on just dads being good dads, just dads being relevant, just dads being here. Like, you know, even when, you know, it's Mother's Day and Father's Day, Mother's Day is kind of blown out and then dads get a tie and that's great, you know? So I wanted to make sure that I kind of represent for kind of the relationship that I have with my daughter. So one of our first hats that we dropped was kind of the no daddy issues, because I have a daughter. So I wanted to make sure that, like, you know, the relationship that I have with her, I build strong, and ultimately she could wear our no daddy issues, because I want her to grow up as a daughter who doesn't have any issues. And we know a lot of people have issues these days.
Sure, sure.
And when it comes to daughters, when it comes to ladies, you can meet a 40-year-old lady who still has daddy issues, who still doesn't connect with her father on that specific level. So I think it's important for fathers just to be a part. So I kind of want to represent it that way. And that's how it originated. And then it's kind of blossomed into just an array of different hats, kind of tying into my love for sneakers, as well as apparel now we kind of got going. So that's kind of it.
Oh, that's great. And, you know, so obviously you are a hashtag girl dad. You know, this is not, you know, Dr. Phil or no, like, couch, you know, deep dive show, but I am curious. I don't have any children, but as a man, when you found out you were having a daughter, how did your mindset, how were you first affected when you heard the news, and how have you changed and evolved as a human over time? Because I know for a lot of men, right? And let's just, you know, it's generalization, but it's true. For a lot of men, it's like, all right, my first job is to keep her off the pole, blah, blah, blah. And it's like all that stuff. And it's like, all right, like, cool. Like, I know what you're saying, but that's very patriarchal, and you sound like a fucking caveman. Like, talk about how, like, your evolution, your understanding of the importance of female agency and all those different things have changed since you've had a daughter.
So what's crazy is that I didn't really have a preference whether I wanted a boy or a girl. I mean, obviously, if I had a boy, you automatically think of a little you. But my daughter is kind of like a little me, just in a girl group, you know, her sarcasm, her strive, her ambition, her competitiveness is all geared for me. And so I see her in that light where I view her as a little me. My goal, obviously, as a father, was just to be the best dad that I could be. I don't focus on necessarily, like, you know, being the number one dad in the world. I just focus on being the best dad that I can to her. And as long as she's happy, I'm happy. So that's kind of where it is. And, like, you know, all that stuff about, like, keeping her out of off the pole and keeping her off the street. I mean, every parent has got something that they got to, you know, they got to make sure that they're, whether it's a boy or a girl, and you want to keep the gun out of your son's hand as well. You know, you want to keep the drugs and that street life out of your son's hand as well. So it's equally on both sides. But, like, for me, because I only have a girl, I just want to make sure that she's just set up so that she can be a monster no matter where she is at.
I like that.
I love that. And I think, you know, that's partly why I'm rocking the Kobe shirt today. And I love that we, like, got the vibes of the Lakers colorway in the fits. I think, you know, that's something that's super important is, you know, especially, like, as a female in sneaker culture, seeing all those nuances, having that male role model and support is super important. So I love that that's kind of where you started from. But I know when you originally talked to us about Haloed and the foundation about, like, hats and sneakers, like, I'd love to kind of unpack that a bit more about hats as a big piece of sneaker color culture and streetwear, and kind of why some of those colors connect to some of the most iconic colorways in your designs as well.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, I mean, you whenever you think of hip hop, you think of sneakers. You take it all the way back. So you think of Run DMC. They have on the Adidas, and they're wearing mm-hmm. their Tango mm-hmm. hats, you know, automatically. And like, you know, I'm from Brooklyn. I grew up in Brooklyn, so I'm heavy in the hip hop sneaker culture. So that's something that kind of raised me. I can't even say I grew up in it. It kind of raised me. I grew up watching TV. I grew up wanting to dress like them, wanting to be like them, even wanted to rap like them, even though I ain't got no bars. But ultimately, so that's been there. Then I've obviously, as I've grown up older and I've seen, like, you know, Jay-Z, who's been a heavy influence on hip hop and sneaker culture, rocking Yankee hats and you know, just crossed that board. So I knew that, like, you know, no matter where you were going, other than going to church on a Sunday, you had a hat on. You know, it's just you had to grab a hat to match the sneakers, grab a hat to match the fit. So it was very easy for me to jump right in because I already was in.
So when you you said obviously you're talking about, you know, hip hop raised you and you remember Run DMC and the Adidas and their Kangols, LL Cool J, similar vibe, right? So is that the age when you fell in love with sneakers? And what was that first pair of sneakers that you were like, yo, all right, this is my shit?
Yeah, I would definitely say the age I felt, I don't know the age. I know I was in the fifth grade. I don't want to time myself out because I am what the young kids would consider an OG at this point. But in the fifth grade, I had to be around maybe, what is 12, maybe around 11, 10.
Okay.
So that's when I knew. And how I fell in love is just ultimately, like, all the kids that had money somehow, I don't know how their parents had money back then, but they were rocking, like, you know, the Bo Jacksons and the Hirachis. And, and I was just kind of standing on the sidelines just like, Dad,
damn, when y'all get that?
When are you going to throw me in the game? You know, like, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to play, coach. And at that time, I mean, Jordans and those sneakers of those at that levels, $125, $130.
You wasn't getting those.
My dad was like, nah, it's not going to happen. We're going to go down to Favors and cop you two of these things for $30, and you're going to be all right. And so in the fifth grade, I knew that ultimately if I wanted to have some sneakers that my friends would have, I had to work. So I became a paperboy. And, like, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm rolling up the little New York Times or Daily News on my bike, you know, slinging them things. I was slinging them things back in the day. And then I was able to buy. So my first pair of sneakers I bought literally when I was in the sixth grade, I bought the Bugs Bunny 8s.
Okay.
And that was my first pair of Jordans. That was my first pair of Jordans and my first entrance into elite sneakers. And ever since then, it's been nonstop.
Oh, man, you got hooked. And what a pair to get hooked on, man. Those 8s are something. All right. So you're out here, you're working. So then at this stage, is it like, all right, all because it starts with the sneakers, right? But then it's like, oh, I got to get this fresh shirt. Got to get these jeans. Got to get. So, you know, when did it become? All right. But I still got to go to school. I don't make that much money. Like, when were you like, all right, how am I going to get all this stuff?
So what's crazy is that, like, you know, back then, like I said, my family didn't have it like that. But how I was able to do it is, we had like a bunch of guys who we kind of like, you know, heavy into polo. And ultimately what would happen is like, if I got 2 or 3 shirts, he got 2 or 3 shirts, he got a sweater. We all had like 10, 15 shirts, you know what I'm saying? We all had 20 shirts. So, like, you know, Jabot jeans was heavy.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, if I had 3 or 4 pairs and my boy had 3 or 4 pairs, between us, we had 8 pairs. The fit was always able to stay fresh, even though it might not have been 100% mine, but in the rotation, you know what I'm saying? It was there. You know, the ladies all felt that, like, wow, these dudes are on a whole nother level. Little did they know, you know what I'm saying?
We was doing the rotation.
A piece in everybody's house, you know? So.
But that's actually smart, right? It's a very entrepreneurial way of looking at it at that stage, right? Where you're like, look, we can't all, like, you know, I can't get everything, but all right, you get some jeans, I'm gonna get some tops, you get this, and then we'll just, you know, we'll do the thing.
Yeah, for sure. The only thing we didn't really kind of switch off on was sneakers. Everybody, you rocked your own joints, you know what I'm saying? Just because everybody treats their sneakers differently, you know, somebody's outside playing the football. I'm just kind of keep mine fresh with the toothbrush. As soon as I get back to the crib.
A man after my own heart. Ain't nobody playing no games in my brand new kicks. Hell no.
Not gonna happen.
I mean, Dre, you gotta wear those kicks, but I like that.
And I mean, yes, I wear them, but not play games in them. There's a difference.
We go barefoot on the basketball court.
No, you just wear older shoes. You just wear older kicks on the basketball court. That's all.
I get to be older, Dre, from wearing them. Yeah, we're gonna go there. But anyway, I love that you talk about. I agree with Jay that it's very entrepreneurial to think about that. And I will say, like, as a female, I mean, I'm thick with 3Cs, so I don't have a lot of friends that are the same size as me. But that's something that I know a lot of women and girls did, like, clothing swaps in high school, college. But, like, I love that with the fit, and I think with the hat and the full vibe, like, that was that time, right? Like, if you didn't have that full fit, or if you saw someone and they had dirty kicks, you'd be like, is everything okay over there? And again, I know we talk about, like, how the fits all match. What is your favorite color combo when it comes to whether it's Jordans, Kobe's, whatever sneakers? But what I was gonna say, I see this beautiful wall behind you. So
I'm a Knicks fan, do or die. You know what I'm saying?
I was ready for it. Yes.
Regardless of where we're at, regardless of the records, regardless of the years and years of just pain
and torture, years and years.
I'm here, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm also a Mets fan, which just goes right away, you know what I'm saying? Right away. But when it comes to sneakers, you can't go wrong with the bread, you know what I'm saying? To me, any sneaker silhouette that you name, whether it's a Nike, a Jordan, Adidas, whatever, if it's in packed in black and red, you can't go wrong. So
yeah.
And as you can see, like I said, our brand, we curtail to the sneaker community. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we like, you know, this is actually called our Halo bread.
Okay. Hat, okay.
This hat would be called, like, you know, a Halo NDI. This is our Halo MSG Cities.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So yeah. 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 You're connecting.
Madison Square Garden and City Fields. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I like that. I like that.
That's kind of where we live.
No, he was right on that. And I will say, Gabby, on the Mets, as a long suffering Mets fan, but I did see a World Series in '86. I am old enough to remember that World Series. So, you know, guess what? I got to see a championship, so, you know, I can't be out here like I never saw nothing.
That's,
you know,
I saw massive aggression, KJ.
Right. Now, if you're a Knicks fan like you, who's too young to see A&M 70s championships, I mean, you know. Y'all got to keep going back to them Patrick Ewing glory days. That's the high watermark for you, Patrick Ewing.
I'm still struggling on the finger roll, you know. So I'm still right there. On the edge of my seat waiting for him to dunk it, but it was a finger roll. So
I will say this, and it's funny because I talk about this with my cousin and various people. So, you know, sports, and, you know, you grow up rooting for a team, and you do the whole thing, and you die hard, do or die, and all that. And I get it. And if that's how people want to roll, knock yourselves out. But there is something to be said about when you turn into an adult and you're like, wait a minute, why am I giving all my time and energy and hard-earned money to this team that don't give spit about me and how I feel and my feelings? Let me go find someone who appreciates my dollars and who wants to put, right? And so I've talked to a number of people who recently, depending on not every sport, but certain sports, they're like, you know what? I moved off of my Team X. I am now rocking with this team instead. There's no law that says you got to stay on with the one team, right? And I mean, sports is supposed to give us enjoyment, and we're supposed to feel good. If you've been a Knicks fan or a Mets fan the past 25 years, how good you feeling with your free time? Not great.
I feel like the Knicks show me a lot of love, so I'm going to show that love back.
Yeah, they show you love as someone who works for them.
But I don't know. I mean, there's just something about it. And also, like, there's something to be said about loyalty, right, Jay? Like, those hoes ain't loyal that you'll be talking
about. Listen. Listen, loyalty lasts about as long. Listen. When it comes to that, to sports, I understand loyalty in, like, your marriage and things like that. But sports, well, this is my free time and I'm giving it to you. Oh, hell no.
I mean, the Knicks are, and we could talk about the Knicks until we're blue, but like, that haloed blue, you know what I'm saying? But I just...
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise, but maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
There's nothing like being at the Garden. Like, even if the Knicks are not great, like, if the Knicks could become a trash team in the league that year, and like, you could have block against LeBron, right? I've seen those.
And everybody goes nuts. And I get you. And my thing is, like, if that is what you want to hold your hat, no pun intended, if that's what you want to hold your hat onto, are those moments, who am I to tell you no? Then okay, you enjoy that.
I love me, the moments. Don't get me wrong. I want to ship. I know that.
I was going to say, but for me, I'd rather see a team that gives themselves a chance and they're a shot and they're in the playoffs almost every single year, right? Give me that. Right? That's just a lot more fun. Just saying.
Well, for me as a Knicks fan, because I'm do or die, but I do like LeBron.
So at least you get some fun in your life.
I'm a Knicks fan. I'm a LeBron fan. So ultimately, in my years of just being punched in the face by the Knicks over and over and over,
LeBron again, brings you joy.
I could always be like, all right, Bron, you know what I'm saying? Bring me.
See?
When he comes to MSG, I want Bron to get 50 and go
lose.
If I want that moment, but I want the W. You know?
See, Marcus, that's what I'm trying to help. Sure. That's what I'm trying to help Gabby do. It's like, Gabby, you can still rock with your Knicks and be there with for your moments, but find something else in the NBA that gives you
joy. I have a lot that gives me joy. I love NBA.
That's not Schadenfreude. That's not LeBron losing. I mean, because that also gives you joy.
You know, I got my thoughts about LeBron. Like, real happy that he's been kind of. I hope he's been enjoying this playoff run from home. Glad that he's been able to
break. You see how you do?
I mean,
shot.
Like, always I never do it. So
always
I can't.
She stay taking shots.
Yeah, I'm consistent of nothing else. Okay, Jay. I am consistent of nothing else. But I don't know. I mean, I think like I love like the trolling with Luka this playoff season. Like it's amazing to watch some of the surprises, some of the ups and downs. Like the greatest story ever is between NBA playoffs and hockey NHL playoffs. Like these two playoff years, this year especially, it's like game seven OT vibes. Like
you're enjoying the competition.
Absolutely.
All I want, I'm just wishing that you have a team that gets to experience that as well. That's all I'm wishing for you. So that you have a team that gets to experience it. That's all. Because then the joy for you will be so sweet, right? No. But hey, what can I say?
What's your team?
So, you know, as an NBA journalist, I do not have a team that I root for at this stage, right? Because now I interview these guys and whatever. So I root for guys around the league because you get to know them when you're talking to them and whatever. So I will say, but if there's a team, because like I really like a lot of the young guys and rookies are the best because they're young and they don't know better. But by the time they get to be veterans, you know, they're like, oh, bro, I ain't trying to talk to you today. It's like, all right, man, cool. But the Grizzlies, I love Jaren Jackson Jr. That's my guy. Ja Morant, of course, Desmond Bain. I just love what they're building down there in Memphis. And, you know, Knicks fans, that's a nice model for y'all. You know, like you build through the draft, right? Here's my thing. I don't know if it's going to be a Knicks rant today.
Those decisions, okay?
Something will turn into a Knicks rant today, but here's what it is. Look, you have the advantage of New York City, right? I would argue greatest city in the world, right? Okay, cool. Use that to your advantage, but also take the stuff that small market teams do well and combine them both. So imagine we got the best city in the world, and I'm going to do what all you great small teams, market teams do with your drafting, your player development, and all that. How good would that franchise be if they did both of those things together? It'd be fucking unreal. But that's not how they operate. They just go, we're the Knicks. It's just cool. And I'm like, oh, well, how's that working out so far the last 25 plus years? Not great. Sorry. I had to dig
that. Grab your hype. Front office, everybody out. Take over.
I'll tell you right now, make me president of basketball operations, and I guarantee you that in 5 years, that team, you'll be like, what the? That's it. 5 years. Give me 5 years.
I say,
turn that whole thing around.
I say, give me 3 years.
Okay. Do we have two, Gerard? Do we have two?
I mean, I ain't going to go down to two. Hey, listen, they got a lot of things I got to clean out of there. All right. Got a lot of things I need to change around them parts. sorry, we didn't know we're gonna diverge into basketball talk, but you know, it's all related. All right, man. So back to sneakers, the current sneaker, you know, marketplace. As someone who you sell, like, how are you feeling about every week? Not every week, but let's say there's like, you got your eyes on a couple things, and you're like, I want to get this, and you kind of circle. Are you like, all right, I'm gonna take my chances, try to get sneakers out, try to get unconfirmed, whatever? Or are you like, man, forget that. I'm going straight to the secondary market because I ain't got no shot.
Yeah, that's unfortunately that's where this today's culture has taken us. I mean, I'm one of the victims that consistently gets L's on the sneaker app. You know, I'm definitely in that majority pool. Mm-hmm. At times I don't even try because I know it's just like, why even start your morning off with an L? You know what I'm saying? Try to stay positive. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I still, you know, try. Like this morning, I mean, more L's were handed out across the board, you know, I'm texting people like, yo, did you get them for me? Did you get them? And just L's for everybody. But the resale market, even when I was back in New York, it was heavy for me. Like I had a couple of connects. Okay. I think Gabby might know of a couple, actually. But I had a couple of connects that literally I would just call and be like, yo, you got me. All right. Meet me at, you know, Queens Mall. I'll come pick those things up.
Okay.
And then like, you know, even back then, the prices were maybe $30, $40 more.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to land things. And then I had a connect in Long Island who used to just go crazy. It was like a little Russian dude. and he used to get things early.
Nice.
I won't say what his name is, but he used to get them like.
And we ain't gonna ask no questions about how he got them early either.
And like, you know, what was crazy is that you could look on his website, and the way you knew he had them early is if they dropped a YouTube video.
Okay.
So if he dropped a YouTube video, that was like the bat signal. Come get these things, if you know. Mm-hmm. So 2-3 weeks early, you would go and you'd be like, yo, let me get them. And he'd go into the back and you'd be rocking those Bred Jordans like 4 weeks before they hit. And you know, so I had that for a while. But unfortunately now, being that everything is kind of resale, everybody and resale market is not $40. It's almost double, triple now. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Which makes me it's crazy to think that how these young kids are even affording it, because I mean I'm an adult, you know, with a couple of jobs. Like I only got one job. I got a couple of jobs, and still I got to look at these prices. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm not going to pay that for some sneakers. Yeah. But then there's this little 16-year-old that's freaking kicking stones in, you know, the latest Travis Scott ones. I'm just like, I don't get it. You know?
It's a different world, right? Because so many of the people, especially the kids that do it, and we know we did that West Coast show, we talked about him a lot. I mean, you get on mom or dad's credit card if you're so fortunate, right? And it's got an Amex with no limit or whatever. You cool. All right, I'm buying. Yeah. You get your bots. Okay, cool. Here we go. Buy them all up. Make resale. And there's your business, right? I mean, you get, I forget the numbers, but you got kids out there making six figures before they even get out of high school annually. And it's like, why are they going to college? For what? I already got this career, and y'all people gonna go to college, come out with debt, and you ain't gonna make nowhere near what I'm making right now. And
right now, for sure.
You know, when this is
the bots, I tried the bot life.
Yeah,
it's like a learning a different language. It's hard.
Bots are not guaranteed either.
It's a full time job, and it's not guaranteed. And every bot you get, you got to buy more stuff on it. And it's just like I just bowed out and just like I'm gonna have to pay for these things.
Yeah, man, it's interesting because, you know, so much of life nowadays, Marcus, is about stunting for the gram, right? And putting on these airs and presenting this life you want people to think that, like, wow, I live life and it's so amazing and it's so great. And we know the reality. It's like, come on, man, social media is the highlight reel, right? That ain't 100%. Really what you're doing every day. Like, right. And we know that, right? Like, everyone actually fundamentally knows that. But there's something about that dopamine hit you get when you're watching that, when you're scrolling through like the movie, and you're like, man, so-and-so is in the Maldives. So-and-so is here. It's like, all right, but they
everybody got the Travis Scott ones already. I don't know how. Right. It's like,
really like that. Right? Not really what's happening 24/7, 365. But again, social media is tapped into that and that need to kind of want to stunt and flex. And right. And that's, yeah, that's where we're at. Before we wrap and head to America's favorite segment, Shoe and Tell, you know, something that you're starting up now, a new platform where, okay, you know, people have stuff. And at one time you may thought this was the shit. I want this. I want to keep it, whatever. And now you're like, meh, I don't know why. I don't really either wear them anymore or use them anymore, but I really want this other thing. How can I leverage what I have to get what I want? Talk a little bit about what you got going on.
Absolutely. So on June 17th, myself and 500 individuals, we've been kind of working hard in the background, kind of put this company together. And it's called Trade Up. And Trade Up is literally, it is a premier marketplace where users can trade sneakers and streetwear across the board. It could be DS sneakers. It could be used sneakers. It could be sneakers that no longer fit you. It could be sneakers that you, at like you said, at one point though was hot. And then a year later, you're looking at them like, why did I buy these? And ultimately you could use that, and as these Travis Scott ones come out, you could be like, you know what, I could grab two or three of these sneakers that I'm never going to wear again. And maybe somebody wants them, because everybody's grail is different. My grail might be, my throwaways might be your grail, and your throwaways might be my grail, because everybody's style, everybody's choice is different. So we wanted to make sure that we entered this market, and in this time, give people the option that they can kind of use what they have to get what they want. So that's kind of the full basis of Trade Up, launching June 17th. So definitely, you know, follow us on all our social medias, Trade Up, trytradeup.com. Definitely check us out.
Love it. Love it, man. We'll definitely be on the lookout for that. And folks, stay tuned, because coming up next, America's favorite segment, Shoe and Tell, presented by Another Lane, the premier digital marketplace for dope kicks. I have a feeling that Marcus is going to have some pretty nice stuff for us to see, things that mean something to him. Stay tuned. What's good, y'all? We are back, and you know what time it is. It is America's favorite segment, Shoe and Tell, presented by Another Lane. Listen, we talk about Another Lane all the time. Y'all know. Get on there. Check out my guy, Chad Jones, a.k.a. Sneaker Galactus. Anything you want to know about sneakers, Chad probably knows it, and then some. All right. Now, Marcus, this is your show, man. Shoe and Tell. Show us what you got.
Let's get it. Well, you know, I mean, I want to start it off, you know. You know, sneakerhead hat. I am a true sneakerhead. You know what I'm saying? On the site now. But this first pair is definitely probably going to hit home with Gabby. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I know she's a huge fan.
I mean.
Hilarious. But, I love it.
LeBron sevens, these media days, you know, the color swash, the way that the first, when you go with the both pairs, mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm a Knicks fan, but this purple and gold is crazy to me. I mean,
that hit nice. Good. Yeah.
It's next level. So these are probably one of my favorites. I only wore them.
Gabby, how are you feeling about LeBron sevens though, man? I know LeBron's your mans and all.
you can't deny the classic Lakers colorways, LA Parks colorways. I like the reverse lacing on that, you know.
Notice she said everything about it but actual LeBron. I love it.
This is my thing about LeBrons and sneakers in general. And I don't know a lot of ladies that are rocking LeBron kicks because they are a little bit of a bulkier, heavier silhouette. That's what he needs on the court. So, like, mm-hmm. from a functionality standpoint, from a design standpoint, like, at the end of the day, they still are basketball sneakers for basketball. And function and performance, like as fashionable as they are, comes first. So that's why I don't personally rock a lot of LeBrons. It's not that I am not open. And again, but reiterating.
So are Jordans, though. Jordans are basketball sneakers.
Of course.
But there's something stylish about the Jordans.
Silhouette, though. Like some of the bulkier Jordans, though, I don't rock either. So, like,
yeah.
You know, that for me is my consistent piece across the board. And I'm going to say on record again, I cannot dog on LeBron's ability on the court. You know, that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. The decision, you know. It's
all right, man. That was like 1,000 years ago. We still on that? That was 1,000 years ago.
I'm a Virgo, bro. We, like, never forget this shit.
Mm. All right, Marcus, what you got next?
I got Air Max Masters. You know, to me,
I like it.
These are one of my favorites. Like, I would say in my collection, I probably own about 40 to 50 pairs of Air Max. And these are to me, the materials, the texture, mm-hmm. the leather at the front. I mean, when it comes to quality, Nike did nothing wrong with this one at all. Yeah.
No skimping on that. Yep.
You cannot find a better, to me, soft, the butter soft leather. It's just crazy. This one. This is
I like it.
It's one of my favorites right here.
That's a comfortable shoe too. Like Air Max One and a J, you know, that's one of my favorite silhouettes for that reason. So I like that you're starting to see a resurgence also different colorways and textures in that silhouette again as well.
Ooh.
I love it.
All right. Air Max Ones, to me, these were hypebeast sneakers. But they're still underrated to me.
I agree. Mm. They're very underrated.
So I put these on and like I get compliments like across the board. It's just crazy. Like, and these are comfortable. But I guess I'm just a sucker for like the different materials and the different colors. Mm-hmm. Like the suede in here, the leather in here is just unheard of. The quality, like, you know, I guess like, you know, maybe I'm just a quality guy. I love the quality. Like a lot of the new stuff. Those new fours that released, I'm seeing online that the quality is terrible. Like it's glue all over the place. And so to me, they didn't go wrong with this one at all. So
quality shoe. Look at those.
I'm noticing a theme here, right? With the colors, the textures, the materials. Like, none of these are your basic run of the mill kind of sneakers.
Yeah, nah, none of that.
The bold silhouettes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nah, I guess I like to be seen. I'm not sure. I guess. I don't know. I'm a to myself kind of guy, but I guess I like my sneakers to be seen. But if I had anything close to beaters, I would say it is these because I would wear these every day if I could. These are extremely comfortable for me. And plus, you know, the collaboration with Atmos is just, you know, I think they knocked the home run.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm gonna leave that here. Well, I'm gonna do this one just because, being that everybody takes L's, I actually won these.
Oh,
that's a good one.
That's a nice one.
App, I got these. So I paid retail for these joints right here, which is crazy to me. So these will forever mean something and be nostalgic, because this will probably be the last, like, you know, elite pair that I ever win on the app. But I actually like these way better.
Okay. Okay.
The colors on that one popping.
Yeah, the purple. Serena, and the, yeah.
Shout out to the queen, who might just be, you know, the greatest athlete ever born, in my opinion.
I mean, that's not even a question. That is a certifiable fact. And I don't mean like female athletes. I mean, athlete period. I heard somebody the other day talk about, you know, is Tom Brady there? I'm like, Tom Brady plays quarterback in football. He plays one side of the field. He sits for the other half of the game. I'm sorry. Yeah. A football quarterback can never be on the top of an all-time athlete list. Sorry, cannot. Tennis, you got to play offense and defense. There's no breaks, no sitting down, right? Like, you're playing.
Absolutely. My last one. I'm not even sure if you guys have ever seen this.
Oh, I don't think so.
So, this is from Saya Collective. Saya Collective is one of the designers that is, I don't want to say is underground, because he's made a ton of money for himself, but he's one of those designers that is kind of going against the grain and literally is making his own sneakers and has made a huge success. He's a killing. The quality on these, this is homage to obviously Yeezy. So these are called the VV1 Blinks, and this is homage to Kanye, but he's a black designer. I'm into supporting black. I feel like, you know, the multi-billion-dollar companies have been making a killing off of our dollar for way too long. So everybody should support black, whether you're white or black, because to me, there's enough money to spread around. These right here, the quality on here, once again, I don't even know if you could see this. I'll try to bring it up to there, but if
subscribe. Look at that detailing right there.
The detail, and on the back, they got this. I mean, it is really...
Yeah. I like really that, man.
Spot on. The colors, too, with that.
I do. Exactly. I love that. That's a...
Yeah. And the bottoms actually do glow like the original Blinks from...
Oh!
Yeah, so those are pretty good. I love it, man. But, you know, that's kind of a little something I want to share with you guys.
We're cool with that, man. No, that was... And I like that because, you know, it's something you said in the last segment, which is somebody else's trash might be somebody else's grails, right? So, again... If you're really into sneakers, it's not about what's hype. It's about what you like. Now, it may turn out that what you like may also end up being hype. That's fine. But, you know, but don't follow that trend, right? Follow what you like first and let everything else lead it. But this has been great, Marcus, man. We appreciate having you on. Definitely want to keep supporting your stuff. Tell the people out there where they can find you, where they can support Haloed Apparel, et cetera.
Absolutely. Well, we're on haloedapparel.com on the website. All socials, Haloed Apparel, you know, H-A-L-O-D, no apostrophe. Just Haloed Apparel. And like, you know, it's a positive brand. We believe to be haloed is to be blessed. So we want to make sure that everybody know you can rock our stuff. And ultimately, there's a ton of colorways out there. We got hoodies. We got T-shirts. And we are obviously sneakerheads. So there's a lot of sneakerhead stuff there. We're just here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Check us out. And like, you know, hopefully you guys like what you see.
Love it, man. We appreciate it. And folks, you know where to find us. As always, we are part of that Count the Dings family. You can find us with the Original Bomb Show, Woke Bros, Rap Names. We are at Kicks and Shit Show on all social media platforms. And until next time, peace.